CliffCentral.com.
It's a Monday. What's up? It's Impulse Secrets. This is the stream with me, Impulse Secrets. Today we've got absolutely amazing guests here today. Woo! What a morning. Can I tell you what a mess this morning was? But, you know, we're going to start your week in a really good way. Three of the hottest trends that were really trending last week. Hashtag Miss... Yes. And then hashtag who show is it anyway, when we're talking to one of the hottest guys right now when it comes to comedy. He's really started his own path. He's really is going really far with this. He's on MTV Base News ish. Moshe.
Hi guys.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
I'm fantastic. And we're also gonna be talking to one of the guys that has started his own political party at Viz University. He's one of the trailblazers that you guys must watch out for. He's here to talk about this flag. Hey, what's up, man?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm alright.
I'm good. Yeah, it's good seeing you, mighty.
It's good to be here. No, definitely.
So we're gonna first start off with you, mighty, right? Because we just wanna start with this particular trend. Last week it was trending, this flag, right? Everybody was talking about it. So for somebody who doesn't know about it, what is it? Just give us a brief synopsis.
So this flag is a civilian movement in Zimbabwe which is calling for change. Basically, if you've been following the news or if you've been alive long enough, you know that Zimbabwe is a mess. You know, there's been an oppressive regime. There's been suppression of human rights. There's been abduction. There's a journalist called Itai Dzamara who's still missing, I think, a year and a half later now. He used to report on the corruption of the regime. And that kind of thing is normal in Zimbabwe. But this year what happened is that civilians started speaking up. And one of the civilians who started speaking up was a pastor called Pastor Ivan Mawarire. And he made a speech really that rocked, I think, Africa right now, because what's happening is from that speech, a movement was birthed called This Flag. And what it's about really is about Zimbabweans taking back the flag, taking back ownership of the state and trying to articulate a new direction for the people of Zimbabwe. So that's really what it's about. There's some calls, there's some demands. For example, right now you can't import anything into Zimbabwe. There's an import ban. So let's say you work here in South Africa, let's say you were economically forced out of Zimbabwe, you can't even buy baby formula for your kids, you can't send cooking oil back home. So it's that kind of a situation. And South Africa and Zimbabwe have had a history of over 100 years. I mean, the mines have been worked on by Zimbabweans and Zambians, and so we have a shared history, we have a shared politics. And to imagine a situation where you can no longer even send food home, where you can no longer even use money because that money is not being allowed into the country, you begin to see that something's wrong, and it's terribly wrong in Zimbabwe. But what's inspiring is to see that the civilians are speaking up, and the civilians, not the political parties, but the citizens are saying they want something better. And so at a South African level, I think what we're calling for is for solidarity. You know, international solidarity is what actually got de Klerk to the negotiating table. It wasn't just one strategy. It was a combination of strategies. And so we're asking South Africans to stand with Zimbabwe as they try to stand for themselves.
Wow, that is really powerful. And actually, I was at Viz University and I saw a lot whole of you guys, the Zimbabwean society, going out there and talking about it, getting people to, you know, petition, say something. And I see in this particular pamphlet that you guys were giving out, there are certain issues you guys were highlighting. For example, you guys were saying the ZANU-PF government has proposed a new currency which is going to lead to hyperinflation. What's that about?
So I don't know if you've ever followed the Zimbabwean history, but basically what happened is that there were a bunch of poor economic decisions made and the currency tanked. When the currency tanked, the government started printing out something that they used to call bearer's checks. So it was kind of like monopoly money, but the state recognized it. So basically what that caused was hyperinflation. I think you've seen the tweets, you've seen the memes.
No, definitely.
Where there's like a trillion Zimbabwean dollar notes.
People carrying money with, you know...
Yeah, I mean, once my dad gave me what was then the biggest note, you know, like he gave it to me on a Monday and I saved it till Friday because I wanted to buy something cool on the weekend. By the time I got to Friday, it couldn't even buy a loaf of bread. That's how quickly the currency had depreciated. So imagine if I gave you like 200 rands today and by Friday that 200 rands cannot buy a loaf of bread because the currency is just depreciating so fast. So basically now in Zimbabwe, they use the rand, the US dollar, the pula. It's actually a multi-currency country because the currency collapsed.
Wow.
And the government is now trying to reintroduce a currency that isn't backed up by any value. So people don't want it because they've seen what that kind of a thing looks like. If you don't have any value behind the currency, all you're going to do is take people's foreign currency away, give them a worthless piece of paper. So I give you 100 rands today, but by next week, the piece of paper that you gave me, which represents 100 rand, is no longer worth the 100 rands that you took.
No.
And now we have a situation where Mugabe's child, his daughter, is in Singapore because she's pregnant. So they're like, no, she has to be in Singapore for maternity evaluations and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
And she's not in Singapore using Zimbabwean dollars. Mm. She's in Singapore paying in Singaporean currency, which came from the people. So the people are very reluctant to hand over their hard-earned money wherever they got it, in exchange for worthless pieces of paper. So that's actually what that's about.
Maputi, seems as if this is like such a dire situation happening there in Zimbabwe. And I think that we're having a discussion earlier about this. So what can we do as South African citizens? Where do we come in?
You know, civilians always have the most powerful voice. I think we've moved away now from being told by politicians or big people what is the right thing. I think at a moral level, we have to spread the word that the moral legitimacy of the Zimbabwean government is no longer there. They are as morally bankrupt as the apartheid regime was. So that's the first thing. At a second level, I think just standing in solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe, tweeting, retweeting, sharing. For example, Pastor Evan is going to be adverts again this Thursday. Okay. He actually couldn't make it on Thursday last week, but there was a substitute speaker who spoke on his behalf. But this Thursday, he's going to be there again. So spreading the word, trying to create an international solidarity movement which can actually articulate. You know, a classic example is Sepp Blatter. Sepp Blatter was winning elections, but when he lost the moral credibility, when the world stood up and spoke against him and said, enough is enough, no longer will FIFA be led by corrupt men who continue to use soccer as their personal bank account, that's when Sepp Blatter fell. And we think that the same level of voice, your word, Cher's word, if everybody keeps speaking, Garrett's word, if everybody keeps speaking, saying, look, we need something different in Zimbabwe. I think at some point the regime is going to cave in.
I think particularly with the youth, and I think Twitter as a medium is so powerful. We've seen a lot of policy being implemented due to this particular platform that is happening over there. Maputi, what's happening on Twitter?
Right now, Dina is still trending, but we'll get on to that when we
go. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Just to wrap this up with our guest over here who is really inspiring. I think what you're doing, you're bringing about change in the community, and it starts with you. A lot of people seek change elsewhere, but I think change starts within you, and I think that is really powerful. So basically what you're telling us is that we must go out there, join the movement on Twitter, on Facebook, using the internet, following you guys. Okay. What's your handle so we can actually...
So my handle is @thenextbarack, and the hashtag obviously is this flag.
The flag.
The other hashtag is Stand With Zim, because we want the South African community, the international community, to say without fear or shame that they stand with the people of Zimbabwe in calling for the finalization of their change. You know, it's been too long. Zimbabwe has been free for 36 years, but the people of Zimbabwe have been oppressed for the last 20, and something has to change.
No, thank you very much. I think we're about to follow that up. I'll keep in touch, you know. I want to know exactly what's going on, because I think some of these movements, we want to see exactly where they end up, like Fees Must Fall and this flag and whatnot. Thank you very much for coming today, and, you know, thank you so much for bearing with us.
Thank you for having
me. Okay, cool.
Continue the conversation with us on Twitter. Is #ThisFlag. And on the other side of this, we have another guest in studio.
Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
It is the stream on www.cliffcentral.com. We're streaming live from wherever you are. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your morning so far. We're bringing guys nothing but the best in entertainment. Right now we're moving to a lighter side of things, but it's still a very serious issue to a whole bunch of people that are trying to get into the media industry. Last week, one trend that was trending was, whose show is it anyway? It is a show on Metro FM. And a lot of people are complaining that, we are going back to where we are coming from. Like, remember there's a particular trend, hashtag open up the industry.
Yeah.
Mm. Now people are saying that we're recycling the very same people, Kanye, Somizi, and now it takes us back to hashtag open up the industry. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot to say. But before we go to Moshe, let's play a couple of clips to see what you guys are thinking on the streets.
Hi guys, this is @SandraNkopo, and these are my views on opening up the industry. So basically, I just feel that there are people in the industry who work really hard and are multi-talented. So at the end of the day, you are going to see them doing more than one thing, and not forgetting that this is what pays their bills. So you can't really complain on them, seeing them all the time on your TVs or on your, or listening to them on your radio. But at the end of the day, it's always a good thing for the industry to open up so that some of the upcoming artists, you know, talented people, so that they can also be seen and heard, you know. And yeah, I just feel it's all about the hustle, though. I feel even people who are upcoming, if they put in the work and hustle hard, at the end of the day, they're also going to get to where they want to get to, and they will have bills to pay.
Hi, this is at Timber_Kevin on Twitter, at Kevian_ on Instagram. And my views on the industry is that, well, the industry is basically very open, in my opinion, basically because as a vid student, I realized that there are many industries outside of entertainment that require an education or a specific qualification to be even able to practice that industry, whereas entertainment is not that case. You know, I am an engineering student that has done commercials, I'm a model, I'm a voiceover artist. I did not study for any of these things. I just realized I saw a talent in myself and I pursued them. So I think it's very open for people that, like me, that want to pursue something that they haven't studied towards. At the same time, I think it's a bit unfair for people that do go to varsity and study for 3-4 years to master this craft, to be competing against the whole world, basically. So I think the industry is open, and it might be a little too open, in my opinion. I feel like there should be maybe a separation between what you're allowed to do, having studied for. For instance, there's some agencies that when you approach them, you need an acting qualification or experience for at least 3 years. And then there are some that you just go in, send a few photos and join, and next thing you're at a casting against somebody who's done this for 10 years, 20 years. I feel like that's a bit of a mismatch. But from my side, I'm grateful for the opportunity, but I feel kind of sorry for people that do go to school for it. Yeah.
So, Mpo, do you agree with that Kevian_Temba is saying? He say he feels like the industry is way too open.
Wow, if it was way too open, we wouldn't be complaining and having those hashtags, right?
Exactly.
And I think, you know what, I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but the thing is, it's the reality that we're seeing in the industry right now. And unfortunately, I don't know what we can do about it, but some people like Moshe are doing something about it. They're using social media as a platform to kickstart their careers. Moshe?
Yes, yes, yours.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Yeah, fantastic. So what do you think about this hashtag open up the industry saga?
I think it's a very important discussion. It's sometimes I'm a bit in between, you know, when it comes to open up the industry, because when you go to a hospital, are you going to say to, let's say you go to a hospital, right? And then on Tuesday, and then let's say you're sick again on Friday, are you going to say, guys, I don't want the same doctor to operate on me? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I mean, it's not that, you know, like it's entertainment industry. There's so many people, we could be seeing. There's so many people that are being cut out, in this industry. There's a lot of nepotism as well. It's just unfair, and you just need to be very resilient, I guess, about it. Because, for instance, when I started out, well, I studied acting.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a job in the industry. I started going for auditions, and then, I mean, guys, that no hurts sometimes, you know.
You
hearing no all the time. You're like, damn.
I think for me particularly, if you've studied for it, you know, if it's an art that you know invested money in, it becomes such a disaster.
Yeah. So, because you get here, you go to school, you're like, woo, wow, hi. After I graduate, since I'm famous, I'm going to work, and this is my craft. You're like, no, don't call me a celebrity, call me a thespian. Ooh,
Oh, wow.
You know, like, it's serious. But it doesn't work out like that, because it's not the same. You need to think about it like this. The entertainment industry is not the same industry as, like, all other disciplines, like medicine or business or things like that. We need people to actually like us, you know. So whatever's written on your piece of paper, if someone comes in with a more likable face and a more likable voice, it doesn't matter if I've been in school for it 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and I've been doing this for 10 years. If they're more likable than me, then wow, there it goes. And, you know, it hurts because, I mean, 5 years down the line and you still don't have a job within the industry that you studied for. Mm. You're like, why the hell did I even go to school for this?
What did you even start?
You know, I mean, I could have just literally just shadowed people for it, you know.
No, definitely.
Of which that's what I started doing with radio, for instance, you know. Because it's something that I want to do as well. I started shadowing Fatjo, Pearl Tusi, and on their show, because I don't want, when the moment comes, to not know how to handle radio. You know what I mean? I feel like it's very unfair to get involved in something that you absolutely have no training in.
No, that's true.
A lot of the things that comes to mind about the things that people were saying about whose show is it anyways. I mean, love Kanye, love Sumizi. They're very, very, I mean, they're great people and lovely.
And they're great at, you know, certain,
entertaining. But radio, wow, no, hey. I just feel like, I mean, guys, a little training goes a long way.
No, that is true. Apparently, Kanye Bao called Bill Gates, the former U.S. president, and everybody was like, oh my, Kanye Bao, can you imagine?
Called Bill Gates.
The former United States president.
President.
That goes
imagine.
To show.
Batung. Live on radio.
Can you imagine? Lamborghini.
So, Moshe, do you think talent still works in this industry?
Talent still definitely works, but guys, you need to train your talent. Like, it's something that you need to work at every single day, you know. And if you respect your craft or you respect whatever that you're doing, you need to actually respect the people around you as well that you're going to be working with. I can't now, Soma, just rock up at Metro and be like, oh, guys, wow, I've got so many followers on Instagram, so many followers on Twitter, and wow, I'm on MTV. Give me a show. Let's do it. You know,
I feel like that's what we are seeing today.
You know, the following is going to be there, but guys, like, think about how the essence of radio, you know, think about how radio is done, the style of radio. I mean, people do radio differently, and I think it goes differently with each and every person. But still, I go back to say, a little training goes a long way. You don't want to take up someone's space that they've trained for. It's also just pure respect. Just respect what you're doing. Respect the people that you're doing it for. You know what I mean? Going on air and not preparing, for instance. It's what am I saying to the people?
To the people.
Like,
Bill Gates.
The former president.
And actually, it goes to show. So, basically, you didn't just sit Mohai and you were like, oh my god, Kanye Bao took my spot, oh my god, this and that. You actually went out and you used social media as a platform to path, you know, your own career.
Yeah. So for me, acting is my end goal. But I saw that it takes a lot to convince people that, oh, listen, babes, I've got it. I've got the juice. So I was like, you know what, instead of like going for auditions and whatnot, let me start something that's going to be unique to me. I'm tired of chasing. Let people come to me. And I think I went for auditions, and I studied 2010 11 12, then was finished. Then 2013, wasn't working. I even worked at a call center some point. I even worked in retail at some point. And then I was like, okay, you know what, I'm tired. I'm literally tired. This is not what I want to do. I want to be in the entertainment industry. Plus, I've studied for this thing, so I know how to do it. And I kept on going for classes, and I kept on practicing every day. I would write poetry. I would use my mind. I would use my creativity in the best way, in any way possible. Sorry, not the best.
Honing your craft.
Yes. So I started doing the videos on YouTube. The videos on YouTube were actually a bit of an accident.
I remember it was not an accident.
Because I took my phone and I started recording myself. And a friend of mine was like, listen, we know how it is to chill with you as a friend, as a person, and whatnot and whatnot. How's about we show it to the world? And I was like, me, YouTube, like, how does it work? Isn't it for Britney Spears and Beyonce and stuff?
Can you imagine? I mean?
So we started the channel, and I actually enjoyed it because I was entertaining people, and essentially that is what I wanted to do. I wanted to put a smile on people's faces. I wanted to entertain people, and wow, it's done so much for me. I don't regret that first video. It's done so much for me, and
it's opened a lot of doors for you.
It's opened so much for me. Ever since I started the what's this, the videos. I've never attended a single audition ever since.
I just get called now.
Like, you're like, I just get called now. But, you know, if it's actually for, if it's for a part as well, in acting, that's why I don't have an agency. I don't have a manager. I do everything myself. I go.
You're your PR, you're your manager.
I'm my own. I am my own. I am my own business. Yeah, the business about knowing your damn business.
You are the business.
Yes. So I literally go to people and go to production houses and be like, okay, listen, because if you watch Mzansi Magic and especially on Sundays, look at the production house and see, okay, cool, that's the production house and whatnot. Cool. Then just go knock there and be like, guys, this is me. This is what I can do. Audition for them live there, live on Mabaleng.
Right there.
Come Mabaleng.
Mabaleng.
If they say to
Mabaleng
you, do, you know,
they will create a role for you.
If they say, do, for instance, a monologue. If you go there without preparing and just go there, if you just go there and be like, okay, listen, this is who I am and this is what I want to do. Go there prepared. Like, preparation goes a long,
long way.
For instance, that's what I did last week. I went to a production house and I was like, okay, cool. Cause I don't have an agency and I don't have an agency and stuff. So I went to a production house. I was like, listen, how do you guys go about when you are seeking actors and whatnot? I saw you've got, two telenovelas. You did this work previously, whatnot. Cause I did my research. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, okay, this is usually what we do. We go to agencies and whatnot. And since we've got new projects, coming in all the time, we definitely getting scripts from directors and whatever and whatever and whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me audition for you right there. I didn't sit a meeting.
Ooh,
I didn't
yeah.
audition for them. I did my audition in 3 minutes right there. And they were like, send us your performance CV and we're going to work out something around you for like something for
that is worth a round of applause. You know, that is amazing.
A lot of people also, we live in a very, I wouldn't say self-entitled. We're very self-entitled.
Somebody should give this to me. I deserve this.
I deserve this because, hey, babes, nobody gives a damn. If you don't work for it and if you don't show the people around you and the people that you're doing it for that you're actually serious about what you are doing or want to do, then, no one's going to take you seriously.
Nobody gives a shit because this is uncensored.
I forgot I was on Cliff Central, so I can't say. Like, nobody gives a shit. Sorry, mommy.
Oh, that's
so,
amazing.
Musha, how did Newsish come about and how's the chemistry on set with Mansi and
Newsish? Newsish. Also, you need to be prepared. If you're new in this industry, you need to be prepared to be a people's person.
Yeah.
You need to be prepared to do a lot of favors. You need to be able to do a lot of things for free. But now I've gotten to the point where, like, I'm tired of people. But also, it mustn't be to the point that you're getting exploited, because a lot of people get exploited in this industry. People will always be like, could you please do something? We'll give you exposure. Babe, so when I go to Pick and Pay, they don't say check, savings, or exposure. When I need to buy my cereal, I need to pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I've gotten to a point where, no, babes, listen, if it's not for a cause that I actually believe in, or if I'm talking about, for instance, children's charity or whatnot, I don't want to get paid for that because it's me giving back. Also now with Newsish, a lot of the things that I got paid, people were thinking, wow, you're on MTV. Babes, wow, you are making the money. Send me the airtime. I'm like, yo, love. The first two shows that I did for MTV, I did for free. I wanted to establish a good working relationship. You know what I mean? And then now, when the money started rolling in, first person they thought of, they were like, because, you know, we've worked with you and just have a nice cordial relationship with the people that you work with, you know, on your way up, because you never know when you might need them. Right now, Newsish, like, they gave me a call. They were like, listen, we've done work with you and it's been amazing. You've been just really, really great to work with and we've seen you. And besides being good at what you do, guys, I'm quoting. I didn't say this. This is not a self-love Monday. So they're like, we love the work that you've done with us so far. And yeah, so come through. We've got a new show and let's sit down and let's do this. The chemistry on the show is really, really amazing. They are crazy. I work with absolute nuts. Like, everyone there is nuts. Mm. And what's really amazing about it is we've got a guideline, but we don't have scripts. So everything that you see is literally, okay, cool. Guys, this is what we're going to talk about. Not, oh yeah, Musha, this is what you're going to say. I don't... Also, another thing, I don't believe in scripts.
So it's not really it's unscripted.
Yeah, it's like, this is all they say. All they will say is, listen, we're going to talk about Kini Kunene and sushi. That's all they'll say. And then whatever you want to say, that's, babes.
It's up to you, basically.
It's up to you. And that's why I love it. That's why I love it so much, because it's in the moment and the reactions are as real as the person that's watching. If Mansi says something, I'm like, I'm not going to be like, whoa, that was not in the script. I'm ready for it, because she can say anything at any time. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's the same reaction that you would get when you're sitting at home. So it's a very beautiful concept. I love the show, and
I love the
people that I work with as well.
I think I'm learning a lot from you about utilizing the space you're in.
Yeah.
You know, going beyond what people would expect for you. And now, you know, just to wrap this particular conversation up, we're about to play you guys the last two of the clips and going to the streets and hearing what you guys have to say about this.
This is @N_Seroke, and well, my views on opening up the industry, I feel like, okay, well, we see the same faces on TV every single day. Like, you go to Mzansi Magic, the movies, this series, Mzansi series, it's the same people over and over again. We don't get new exposure, you understand? So they're not giving new talent a chance. So my views would be that the industry must just open up, you know, like, no, honestly, there's so many talented people out there. And I mean, one minute the same presenter you saw here is presenting there. Why can't they find another presenter? The presenter there is now on radio again. So these jobs are going to the same people, basically. Only the lucky ones will break through and then start from the bottom going up. That's me.
Yeah, this is @LaniMakida. My views on opening up the entertainment industry are that we basically shouldn't have the same recurring people on TV and on radio, because we become bored. Although they do bring the numbers, it's still a bit monotonous that I see the same person on TV and then I hear them later on radio with the same opinion that they had on TV, which has not changed. I believe that the SABC should give a chance to younger people, open up opportunities for younger people to audition, because the SABC doesn't really allow auditions. I think that is all that I have to say.
Guys, the streets is very angry about this whole opening up the industry thing.
People have a lot to say. You know what? I feel like there's so much to say, so I'm just gonna, like, you know. Okay, now on our third of the hottest trends that was happening last week, and it's actually still happening now on Twitter. Do you know, still trending for some reason. This is so big for South Africans out there. You must remember, if you want to be part of the conversations, @MpoleSecrets, @MaputiPerez, @CliffCentral is #TheStream. We've got two of the hottest guests who are blazing right now. Okay, now we're moving on to Miss Mnisi. Girl.
I have no words, Miss Mnisi.
Yes, sir.
I was Thursday evening. I was so emotional. I almost even cried, because this girl was like, "Hi, Sisi." You know, with that humbleness. Can you please get me a metric dance?
And you know, for all those who don't know what's happening, last week what happened was this girl went on Twitter and asked Usis Dineo, Dineo Ranaka, that if she donates any of the dresses, and Dineo replied and said that in a form of saying that, how about you?
She actually said your metric dance should be the least of your worries. I will not donate a dress, whatnot. What are you celebrating?
Ari, don't look rich.
The aim is not to look rich, but to be rich.
No, but guys, I feel like Dino was trying to start an intellectual conversation,
which went wrong.
I won't say it got only 5 degrees or something.
I think the thing is, he was trying to bring in wisdom into the picture, and people were not having it.
No.
And I think that was the problem. And now, Moshe, you say that you were part of the storm.
On Thursday, I saw the hashtag, and someone tweeted, "I'll donate R500 towards the cause." And I said, "Cool. Listen, I'll also donate R500. Actually, you know what? Throw in a dress. On top of the 500 rand. Actually, you know what? Throw in a car that's going to take it to the metric.
Oh my god!
So I was like, it's fine, I'll. Sebonga MTV.
Flick!
So I was like, you know what? Actually, I'm going to do it. And then other people on top of my tweets were like, listen, we'll donate as well. We'll donate as well. Whatever dress that she needs, I've got a designer. She'll donate, she'll design and like whatever and make the dress and, I'll pay for the dress. Cool. And then I started this whole thing and then I had to, then Twitter, Black Twitter was like, okay, Moshe, go find, this girl because the tweets were locked and whatnot. So there I am being at work. I don't like waking up, but there I was on Friday morning at work, looking for this girl's number. I called the high school, got her number. I got her mom's number. I spoke to her mom on the phone and in chatting, highly Fave G on Twitter. Also, I had called the mom and I was like, no, I know Fave G. Like, she's a friend of mine. And, so we were looking for a way to, center the donations because I don't want it now. Like, I don't want to give away my banking details and being
okay, cool guys.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to the
So this was genuine. So and people also, were actually giving.
Yes, people were people. There were so many people. If you were
if you were to see
my inboxes, like people were like, I'll give 1,000 rand. I'll give them. And I was like, okay, guys, walk up. Let me first find the girl. Let me first find the mom, her guardian because she's still a matric. What I'll do is I'll send them up to Joburg. I'll send the money to come up to Joburg.
Where are they from?
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga.
So I'll book them into a hotel and after that, like, so that I can have a meeting with them because I don't want also her to have her bank details on the internet because that's also unsafe. What if someone clones a card and you know things like that? So true. I would have loved to have a meeting with her, Sizohlala phansi, and like, do we set up a fund? Do we like how does this happen? Since okay, cool, now you're in Joburg. Most of the donors are in Joburg. Do they now come to the hotel and give you the whatnot? And,
how
like,
did they
and
meet?
Give you the money? That's what that was my plan. I was even you can I'll even show you my diary. It was written. Meet Miss Mise and mother and parent on Monday.
So it was not a PR stunt.
It was not
you were actually genuinely helping.
I was literally just genuinely helping.
Okay.
Then.
Yes.
Then Dineo. Then now, okay, cool. I got a hotel. Even I got a hotel sponsorship, like a hotel to sponsor the accommodation.
That's where they were on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, and you know, I was like, wow, this is great. And you know, I was like a lot of people, and I was giving live feedback. But I just called. This is the number I was screenshotting, screen manching. And I was showing people that, listen, I was showing people as it happens, but this is what is happening, guys. I don't want you to think there's some underhandedness or anything like that. Fine, cool. There I am doing my shopping on Saturday, and then I'll get a call from Dineo. Wow. And I'm like, hi. You know, I didn't even know who I was speaking to. I was like, hi. And they're like, hi, Sissy. Hi, Moshe. How are you? I'm like, thanks on yourself. And then she's like, oh, yeah, you're speaking to Dineo. Listen, I'm not too sure about the Mnisi's going over there to Joburg. I feel like it's going to be a bit unfair for her to come to Joburg and meet a total stranger. I'm like, sweetheart, you are a total stranger. First of all, you rocked up unannounced at her place at 10 p.m.
So Dineo went to
Mpumalanga on the Friday.
But how did she find the address?
On Friday night.
The address.
And I was like, Dineo, you don't even know what you're saying. I didn't say she must come alone. Why would I say a girl in matric must just
come with the mother.
I spoke to the mother. I asked for the mother's permission. You know what I mean? I asked the mother, but this is what's happening, and filled in the mother. But listen, this is the premise of the meeting. This is why I want us to meet the people that want to donate shoes. And also just to sit around. But she's got a dress, she's got shoes, she's got someone who's going to do her makeup, she's got someone who's going to take her to the matric. You know what I mean? But now, now can we talk about how she's going to use the money? The money is going to come to you guys, but wouldn't it be nice if she was going to use the money to clear her school fees for the rest of the year so that her mom gets a breather for the next 6 months.
Even maybe
just to plan, UJ had already said registration.
And that got a lot of people pissed, hey?
You know,
even
Mango was like, we're going to fly you, girl. I don't know why I couldn't airport the standards in
better. But she got four distinctions.
You know, and, you know, it was just, just bastardized the whole situation. She literally bastardized the whole situation by involving herself. And then I said, but listen, guys, this is what's happening. I just got a call from Dineo. This is what she's saying. I'm relinquishing every, like, grant. The only thing that I'll do is donate whatever I'll donate. And, yeah, all the donors must just speak to Dineo.
So
and then everyone was just like, wow, Dineo.
So to wrap it up, basically, this was literally somebody who's looking for help. It's just that social media misinterpreted it.
Yes.
And it became one huge PR for some people.
For some people, for Dineo.
No, but I feel like Dineo just cut the line. Like, there's a lot of money.
There seems to be a lot that's happening.
And also, her PR just literally just dropped her yesterday.
Woo! Okay, woo! Okay.
Hey! What? It was on Twitter.
Bombs. Okay, my name is at Mpose C. Chris, thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you very much to Moshe. Thank you very much to Mighty. Co-producer girl, this is the first show.
This is our first show.
There's a lot of drama coming here.
A lot of drama.
Happy first show to you.
Woo! On www.cliffcentral.com at Mpose C. Chris, there's the stream. See you on the Cliff side.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.